a nice road victory for you guys. You put together a pretty nice end of that first quarter on an 11-0 run in the final 2:24 and had some big runs, an 11-0 run in the second quarter, and just really put the game away early on.
Well, they did. I mean, you know, could play pretty loose. You know, they kind of took us a little while to get going. I mean, it's tough. You look at the records, and, you know, they're human. I mean, they know Colby's been struggling, and, you know, didn't come out with, a ton of energy. But, you know, the second half played a little bit harder that third quarter just because, you know, kind of got your rear ends chewed at halftime. And, you know, shoot, I mean, it don't matter what the score is. We want them to play the right way, and that's kind of what we talked about. But, you know, I thought our assisted turnovers were very good. We shared the ball, got a lot of guys involved. It's nice to see Chance, you know, get kind of back in the scoring column with some points. You know, Dylan, you know, shot the ball well again. You know, just, you know, they played well together.
Yeah, they did. And they had Brett Meyer really and Sloan Baker lead the charge with 8 points apiece in that first quarter. You had five players in double figures. First time this year you guys have had that many players in double figures there, and it was for your starting five.
Well, I mean, you know, Bo doesn't shoot a whole lot. And I think next year you'll probably see Bo triple his points per game. But, we want him to. He just doesn't shoot the ball very much. And, you know, we expect, the other guys to score the ball when they're open. And, you know, got a couple tough bounces early in the game. And then, you know, kind of knocked those shots down a little bit later as we went.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott said he's winning it here tonight, 80-29. And you talk about that third quarter looking for a charge in that second half, and you guys did. 17-3 run. You started off there, and you actually scored 29 to end that third quarter alone, and capped off by Dylan's three. But also in the game, you were able to get some younger kids in there into the mix early on. Justin Froh got some minutes tonight with the varsity, and some of the players there also, of course, with Dylan and Kyle, of course, in the rotation. But also you got in Matthew Jenkins as well.
Well, they've been playing well, you know, at the JV level, and it's nice to reward them with the varsity. The experience right here doesn't really matter. I mean, honestly, it's the end of the year, and it's not like, you know, we're billing their experience, you know, for the – you know, the sub-state run or nothing. It's just a chance to reward him for playing hard in practice and going. You know, I think, you know, he kind of forgot that Justin started the first three, four games whenever, Brett was hurt, so it's not like he hasn't played varsity. And then he kind of got sick over Christmas and kind of fell behind a little bit. And, you know, Matt's done a pretty good job at the JV level, kind of leading the team. And, you know, just, wanted Drake and, Kyle to get a little bit more active with the scoring. And, you know, those two just need to kind of change their mentality around a little bit.
All right, you get the win, 16-1, and 6-1 in league play. You return home Tuesday night to your final three games at home, and it starts off with Holcomb, who's going to be more likely probably coming in undefeated and have an opportunity to avenge your early season loss there to him.
Get a chance to play him again. You know, that's kind of what it's all about.
All right, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. As always, Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.